Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY26 earnings conference call of Electro Steel Castings Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vikash Verma from EY LLP. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Verma.
Thank you, Michelle. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Electro Steel Castings Limited, I welcome you all to the company's Q1 FY26 earnings call. To discuss the performance of the company, we have with us from the management team, Mr. Madhav Kejriwal, Whole Time Director, Mr. Sunil Katyal, Whole Time Director and Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Gaurav Somani, General Manager Finance. Please note, our CFO, Mr. Ashutosh Agarwal, is not available on this earnings call as he is unwell. Before we proceed with this call, I would like to draw your attention to the fact that today's discussion may contain forward-looking statements that are subject to various risks, uncertainties, and other factors, which will be beyond management control. We kindly request that you bear in mind there may be uncertainties when interpreting such statements. We will now start the session with the opening remarks from the management team. Afterwards, we will open the floor for interactive Q&A session. I will now hand over the conference over to Mr. Madhav Kejriwal for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Madhav.
Thank you. A very good afternoon to everyone, and thank you all for attending our earnings call. As anticipated, the quarter gone by was a challenging one. The slowdown continued that began in the second half of the last financial year. During this quarter, we've sold 1.63 lakh metric tons of pipes and fittings compared to 1.89 lakh metric tons in Q4 of FY25 and 2 lakh metric tons of Q1 FY25. Exports contributed to approximately 20% of our total pipe volumes. The decline in government spending on water-related infrastructure, in particular, contributed to the subdued demand. Additionally, we undertook our annual maintenance shutdown of 9 days at the West Bengal unit, which marginally impacted our production. Under JJM, the rural households have reported to have tap connect water connections at the beginning of the mission of 3.23 crores, which has grown to 15.67 crores as of July 2025. Although new scrutiny has shown that the functioning household tap connections is at approximately 50% of the target, which is 19 crore households. There are headwinds at the moment, but we are optimistic about the future. The extension of the Jal Jeevan Mission, as announced during the finance budget, and the budgetary allocation of 67,000 crores for FY25-26 are positive indicators. We expect that the demand will start improving from the second half of this financial year. Additionally, the government is also prioritizing on river interlinking projects through the Interlinking River Program, which is aimed at redistributing water from surplus to deficit regions across India. This signifies huge long-term potential for our pipes in the coming years. India remains one of the fastest-growing global economies, with an ever-increasing need for robust water infrastructure in both rural and urban areas. This will continue to drive the demand for pipes and fittings. In the meantime, we are using this period to optimize resources across all levels to minimize costs, to enhance operational efficiency, and for implementing IT solutions. We believe these challenges are temporary and do not alter the long-term growth prospects of the industry. We have proactively enhanced our capacities and are well-positioned to capitalize on the demand resurgence as it materializes. Coming to the performance of the first quarter of FY25-26, the company's consolidated total income stood at INR 1,586 crores, reflecting slowdown in the JJM and maintenance shutdown undertaken at our West Bengal unit. I would also like to take the opportunity to mention that we are reorganizing our CAPEX plans in light of the current demand scenario and certain other new acquisitions. I would like to share some updates on the coal mine compensation matter. as well. As for the coal mine compensation, I'm pleased to inform that the Office of the Nominated Authority from the Ministry of Coal, Government of India, has issued provisional compensation order dated 15th May 2025 in respect of compensation for cost of geological report, cost of consent, land, and inclined and shaft infrastructure payable to priorities at Parbatpur Central Coal Mine in terms of Coal Mines Special Provisions Act 2015. As per the aforementioned provisional compensation order, the Ministry of Coal has estimated an amount of 500 crores approximate as compensation to the company. Coming to the recent acquisition, I am very pleased to inform you of the acquisition of EIS Services SPA, an Italian valve manufacturing company. It is a prominent international designer and manufacturer of valves and equipment used in water mains, sewage treatment plants, and hydroelectric power stations. Its comprehensive product portfolio includes butterfly valves, gate valves, air release valves, hydropower valves, hydraulic control valves, and turbine as well. TIS operations are strategically located across Europe and are engaged in production and commercial operations as well as R&D activities. Its major markets are Europe, Middle East, the US, and Africa. This acquisition marks a significant strategic move by ECL, which it has long aimed to enter into, which is the valve business, to bolster its footprint in the water infrastructure sector. Given that ductile pipes and valves are typically installed together in pipelines, the acquisition enables ECL to offer integrated solutions and a more comprehensive product package to its customers. The turnover of TIS is around 40 million euros and its EBITDA margin is of 13%. We look forward to ramping up the business and aim for revenue growth of at least 15% CAGR over the next 3 years and significantly improve the EBITDA margins. The global valve market is expected to grow at a CAGR of 4.6% and will go from 17.6 billion in 2023 to 26.4 billion in 2032. I would now like to hand over the floor to Mr. Sunil Katyal, full-time director and CEO, for taking you through the financial highlights.
Thank you, Madhavji. Good afternoon to all the investors present in Electrosteel Casting Q1 Financial Year 26 Earning Con Call. I would like to brief you about the consolidated results in Q1 FY26. Total income stood at INR 1,586 crores. That has been mainly impacted due to decline in government spending on water-related infrastructure and planned maintenance shutdown at Khada, as already explained. The EBITDA reported at INR 198 crores. EBITDA margin stood at 12.5%. PAT stood at INR 89 crores with the PAT margin being at 5.6%. And moving to standalone results for Q1, total income stood at 1,426 crores INR. EBITDA stood at INR 186 crores. EBITDA at 13.1%. PAT at INR 86 crores. PAT margin at 6%. Net debt has further reduced and now stands at INR 1400 crores, including term debt of INR 346 crores only. Net debt equity ratio has improved to 0.24:1. Now, I open the floor for question-answer sessions. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin with the question-and-answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may please press star and 1 on their touchtone phone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Vikash Singh from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question pertains to the government orders or the slowdown which we most of the companies are talking about. Despite the allocation in the budget, what was the problem that the spending is not picking up as of now? So if you could throw some light on the JJM and related issues.
Sir, there is a approval mechanism that the government has put in place for allocation of funds, and since the budget is still pending to be decided, the extended outlay in total up to 2028 is still not completely finalized. Thus, the allocation of funds is at the moment moving very slowly. The states have started spending money, but the center is holding on. I think in the coming 1 month or so, all these formalities will be completed, and then we will see fund flow even from the central level for JJM.
So another 1 or 2 months, and you think that this issue would get resolved?
Absolutely.
And so concurrently, there was a big story which was growing up on the interconnection of river side. Any thought process on that? Anything has moved, or this is still more on the paper?
So there's a lot moving, especially between the UP-MP Ken-Bethwa linkage. There is also one in Rajasthan, which is seeing some good activity levels. So I'm very optimistic on the fact that these two will definitely see the light of day. The other projects are all in planning stage, but I think this is a long-run process, sir. It's an 8 to 10 year, I would say, activity, since you are talking about moving huge quantities of water across a very large landscape of geography. So the other projects will take another year or two to start showing up.
Noted, sir. The second question pertains to our new acquisition, TIS. We have gone overseas for the world thing. So usually the experience has not been better for many of the steel companies who have tried to fetch some assets in the overseas. So just wanted to understand that thought process, and would be, because the facilities, manufacturing facilities is also abroad. Wouldn't it have been more better that if we would have done this in India, because our cost of production would have been much lower in India?
So, sir, what is important to understand is that the type of valve that is being produced in TIS, what it specializes in, is a valve that is not made by anybody in India. In fact, TIS and the other big manufacturers of the water valve industry are exporting from Europe into India. So this is not a product that is being made at all within the country, nor is it being made successfully by any manufacturer in the who is from the country at the moment. When we talk about the cost of production for that company today, even after that, they are looking at a EBITDA level of 13%, and that is in a very specialized area in terms of geography. Even when you talk about Europe, they are present strongly in specific markets of Europe, but not all of Europe. We, on the other hand, have a very strong presence all across Europe, and this is a very complementary product to our existing product basket. You can say this acquisition is done more to gain the knowledge. While I say that, it is also important to mention that definitely for the higher value products and even the lower value products that are being manufactured there, we are looking at starting localized production. We are looking at setting up an R&D facility here in India as well, which should not take more than a year and a half to 2 years.
Noted, sir. So just one thing in conjunction to this. You said 13% EBITDA margin, and at the same time you're talking about some of the specialized products. Shouldn't be the margin should be on a higher side, because if you're making something which is unique, you should command a better margin, right? So anything to do with the, what's the basically deviation here? Because we've seen with some other company, the margins for a specialized product is always higher.
Well, if you look at the industry as a whole, you will see that they are actually hitting 2-3% higher margins than the other manufacturers within Europe itself. Once we utilize the know-how and spread this across Middle East and India as well in terms of manufacturing and sales, even stronger than what it is already, you will find that this margin is going to move up significantly. So this is a margin despite high costs and despite being in Europe. So once this comes to India, you will find the value unlock happen and you will find much higher EBITDA levels of 18-20%.
So just a clarification, that 15% revenue CAGR is basically we are targeting India for that kind of growth, right?
So we are targeting India, we are targeting the Middle Eastern markets where we are stronger than TIS's presence and also the European markets where we are more strongly present than TIS.
Okay. So what is the current capacity utilization for TIS?
Well, for one plant it would be 100%. For the other plant it would be around 45%.
Okay. So significant leg room is there.
Absolutely. And we will also create some capacity here in India.
Noted, sir. So lastly, if I can squeeze in one more question. This 500 crore compensation, which they have basically rewarded, had we received the money? And what's the timeline if we haven't received the money?
So we haven't received the money yet. It will be a little difficult to comment on the timeline exactly, but we are hopeful that it will take probably 6 months to 8 months, maybe a year.
Okay, sir. That's all from my side, and all the best for future.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Arshav Patel from Molecule Ventures PMS. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is, after many quarters of volume growth, this quarter we have seen volume degrowth. As you rightly mentioned, it is linked to the slowdown in JJM. So, can you please be more specific and give us more insights on with regards to the slowdown, whether the new project tendering has been slowing down or the fund release has been slowing down, and when can we expect a quarter of volume improvement again?
So both parts have slowed down. The payment to the contractors has slowed down, which in turn has reduced the order booking from their end, and also the tendering process has been put on hold because new fund allocation is yet to happen. So that is the current scenario. I am very sure about the fact that come quarter three, we will start seeing an increase in volume again. Quarter two will also be a slow one as quarter one has been.
And Amrut 2 is also facing similar challenges?
Not really, sir, but Amrut 2 is a relatively new initiative as compared to Jal Jeevan, so a lot of the work is still in its design phase and it's not yet picked up full pace, although there is still business coming from there, but it's not full pace.
Got it, sir. And sir, my second question would be the 500 crore provisional compensation which the government has allotted to us. So we were expecting a number closer to 1200 crore. Is that right?
Sir, this 500 crore does not include all aspects of the mine infrastructure. This is only taking into consideration land and one particular mine infrastructure, which is the biggest mine infrastructure, that is the incline and shaft. There are other aspects to the infrastructure for which the valuation is in progress. Thus, this is a provisional order.
So we are still hopeful of receiving the entire investment around 1200 crores, right?
It would be difficult to say whether we will get the entire investment, but yes, we are hopeful to get close to the entire.
Significantly higher.
Higher, I would say higher.
Got it. And so last question from my side. Many of our peers like Rashmi Metallics, Welspun, Jai Balaji, everyone has started venturing into this new segment called OPVC pipes. So why are we falling behind and we don't have any such plans to add OPVC lines?
Sir, I wouldn't exactly call it falling behind. OPVC pipes is something that is a opportunity that is definitely something we are looking at, but there is nothing concrete. And, you know, we are keeping our ears close to the ground about the opportunity present, although we are not very hopeful that it will become a huge market as it's expected to become, because we find that in the Western markets, which usually are a precursor to what happens here in India, OPVC hasn't picked up much and it's been there for many years. Europe, it's practically not present. The only market where it's been successful is the U.S.
Okay. Got it, sir. That's all from my side. All the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may please press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Muskan from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, in the past, we have mentioned that we will balance domestic and exports based on the demand. When there is weak demand in domestic, knowing that there is near-term challenges, can we increase our focus to exports as margins would be better? And how is the exports business opportunity, and is it easy to scale business in exports market in the last 3 quarters since we know the demand in domestic is weak? Why are we not able to scale it up in the terms of sales?
There's a bit of a delay between preparation and execution when it comes to being able to start increasing your exports to that level where there's been a slowdown. It's always easy to manipulate it by 5-7%, but when we're talking about wanting to move the needle by a double-digit percentage number, it requires some time. Saying that, we have increased our focus towards volume markets now, like Africa, and we are starting to explore the South American region as well. But it takes a little time, and also this business is such where you're working with slower moving projects, you know, especially in countries in Africa, it takes some time. This quarter, you will find that we have increased our export though, as compared to quarter one, hopefully.
So which means exports percentage has gone up because of domestic mix has come down, right, sir?
Yes, please.
Okay, sir. And so, like, you spoke that about re-strategizing of capex in your opening remarks. Does this mean you are putting the Odisha capex on hold for now, and you're changing the products planned in Odisha?
You can say that due to the acquisition of TIS, and as I was mentioning earlier on the call, we want to localize so that what is being imported today into India can be manufactured and sold within India. There will be some restructuring, and also there are some delays on the land acquisition for the project. So things are moving quite slow on that front. Saying that, we are going to be seeing how we can optimize on our capital allocation and move forward accordingly.
Right, sir. If the coal block compensation is 500 crores, how much more are you expecting, and when are you expecting to receive these funds?
Ma'am, when is a question which is difficult to answer. I'm expecting it between 8 months to a year. How much it will increase, again, that is something that we are constantly working on. We've only managed to get the valuation for the land, the geological report, and one big mine infrastructure. So it's difficult to give a number on that exactly, but definitely it will be a bigger number than this.
Okay, so sir, one last question. So margins in DI has come down sharply because of a lot of capacity addition by other players. So with this, all this capacity addition, can we still do 15 per kg EBITDA in the coming years?
Again, ma'am, rupees ke basis pe dekhna is not the right way. I always encourage looking at it on a percentage basis. I've said that a 15 to 18% mark, EBITDA range is what we will be hitting. And I am still certain that if you look at it from a midterm perspective of a year, for the entire financial year, we will still hit that range.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you so much. And all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dipesh Sancheti from Manya Finance. Please go ahead.
Hi. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
What is the effect of the U.S. tariff on the company? How much is the percentage of sales to the U.S.? You said that 20% is exports. How much is it there to the U.S.?
Sir, of the total sale, our U.S. sales is approximately 1%. So,
okay.
There will be negligible to no impact on our overall performance based on U.S. tariffs.
And regarding the compensation which from GSW, the temporary order which has been, which we have received compensation order, has GSW filed anything against it, or what has been the response from GSW?
They have seek some clarifications which we are in the process of giving. So there is no so far there is no issue.
There's no issue. So because you mentioned that you expect 6 to 12 months for the money, for the 500 crores to be received. When do you expect that, the entire amount of 200 crore plus would be received?
That is a difficult one, sir. It'd be difficult for me to give you an answer on that.
Okay. Fine. That is all. If there's any other question, I'll call back. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Nikunj Bhanushali from Kosh Wealth. Please go ahead. Nikunj, I have unmuted your line. Please proceed with your question. Right now, we are unable to hear you. As the current participant is not answering, we will move on to the next question, which is from the line of Ankit Puri, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, Mr. Bhadrav. The first question is with regards to the acquisition. What are the prospects of the cross-selling, and when do we start to see the results of the same on the balance sheet going forward? This year, next year?
I think within this year itself, you will start seeing some impact. Substantial impact because of our overall size and the size of the acquisition, probably sometime mid next year to the end of next financial year, you'll start seeing a major impact of the acquisition on our books.
All right. And what about the prospects of the cross-selling? Do we hope to increase our sales with regards to DI pipes as well with their clients?
Yes, please. Absolutely. This will encourage sales in the markets where TIS is strong, for our existing product line of both pipes and fittings.
Okay, excellent. Secondly, what are the current inventory levels in number of days in consolidated and standalone basis as of today, if you talk about quarter one at the end?
So, in terms of quarter one, the inventory days is around 110 days, and it has gone up compared to Q4.
Okay.
Of previous quarter, previous year.
So 110 vis-a-vis what?
It was around 97, 98 days.
All right. Thanks for the information. Lastly, will you be still sticking with your overall guidance of 8.5 lakh tons for this FI year? And with as you mentioned, with things expected to pick up in H2?
Due to the slowdown in the first two quarters, reaching that target will be difficult. We are looking at a flattish growth with regard to last year. So
okay,
you can say 7.5 lakh tons.
But will the additional in terms of the fitting acquisition as well as the TIS acquisition, will they play a role in at least giving us better numbers compared to the last financial year?
I would say that we will have similar numbers as the last financial year, because the entirety of the last financial, we saw a slight slowdown in the last quarter, whereas in this quarter the this year, the first two quarters will be exceptionally slow. So things will pick up in the second half, but it will not be so much so that we will surpass last year's performance.
All right, so we're looking at a flattish, basically, this FI year.
Yes, please.
That'll be all from my side. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may please press star and one to ask questions at this time. The next question is from the line of Rajat Setia from iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. My first question is about the what would be the industry level utilization in DI5 at the moment?
Around 60-65%, please.
Okay, and but how much capacity?
I'm so sorry. This is just for quarter one and quarter two.
Right. And where do you see this moving? Let's say once ordering begins in Q3, 5-6 quarters.
Once the taps for the funds have opened up, sir, we'll again be in a situation where the demand will be outweighing the supply. We still haven't reached that stage where enough capacity has been added. So I think probably 90-95%, which is the norm for capacity utilization of every plant in ductile iron.
Okay, and you see this happening next year, sometime in next year, right?
Starting H2, sir. Maybe starting H2 or a couple of months into H2.
Okay, that soon?
Yes, absolutely. It's just a very temporary slowdown because of a lot of, hierarchical approvals that are required at the government level to allow for funds to be allocated. There is nothing else that is holding this back. So once that starts, we'll see a good growth potential over here.
In terms of OPVC, how much of DI volumes would have been taken up by OPVC already? Any estimate that you would have?
I think at the worst case scenario, it will be 2-3%, if at all.
Okay. And all in the smaller sizes, right?
Yeah.
In terms of volumes, I think smaller sizes would not be big as a percentage for the overall DI size.
No, sir. Smaller sizes contribute to around 40% of the DI demand. But again,
okay.
OPVC as HDP had when it had come in, it will not be it cannot be a replacement for DI. It has its own set of applications, and the overlap is very minor.
If you can elaborate a bit on the last part, where you say overlap is very minor.
I mean, the use case for a plastic pipe and a metal pipe is very different, sir. It depends a lot on things beyond just transporting the water. It goes into pressure, overload from the soil condition, water condition, etc., etc. So there are multiple aspects that determine whether a plastic pipe goes into the ground or a metal pipe goes into the ground. And considering India's weather and other soil conditions, it's a very small, I would say, very, very small use case where you can use either a DI or a OPVC or an HDP. In most cases, it will be a clear-cut answer that for this application, we have to use DI, and for this application, we can use an HDP or an OPVC.
And so one final question about the acquisition. What is the valuation that we are paying for the acquisition?
Around 7-8 times of EBITDA, EV by EBITDA, please.
So you said margins are 13%, so maybe 5 million is the margin. So we are paying almost $35-40 million.
Yeah. 35.5 to be exact, actually.
Okay. And how much debt on the books of the acquired entity?
Around 19 million, please.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question, before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may please press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Dipesh Agarwal from ICICI Prudential AMC. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. So, a couple of questions. Firstly, around how was the demand scenario in terms of pipe irrigation and dam improvement projects this quarter, and how are we expecting it to be in the coming financial year as well?
Sir, the dam improvement projects and irrigation sector are slightly intertwined as well, because a lot of the development that takes place there will help to expand the irrigatable land available. So I would say that in terms of irrigation today, whatever sales that are happening are largely because of pipe irrigation demand and amrut demand. When we talk about dam improvement, I think the impact on the ground will take another 6 to 8 months to take place, sir.
All right, sir. Sir, how is our current cash position looking like, and how are we planning to fund our future capex? Like, will it be debt heavy or will it be internal accrual heavy?
So we have net debt of around 1400 crores, and we are sitting on cash of say around 250 crores. We have healthy cash generation out of the business operations, and our term debt has come down to 345 crores. So our repayments for term debts is not very huge. We will have substantial amount of cash coming in from our operations to, you know, meet our capex requirements.
So can you expect most of the capex will be cash funded, internal cash funded only?
Absolutely. Majority of the capex will be cash funded, and we don't see any plans for or any requirements to taking on substantial debt for any of the future expansion plans.
All right. My last question was around the development of the new products. I think in the last call we had mentioned that, you know, we are looking to foray into gaskets as well and other new products to create a whole ecosystem of water infra. So how is that development going on right now?
Sir, this valve is a huge step in that direction. I think I've been mentioning that this is a product that that can be a good addition. So this is a big step. And gaskets, we have already started our manufacturing for gaskets in the south. The plant is commissioned. We are also looking at a minor expansion in that as well. So we are slowly moving towards that. It will, of course, these things take some time, and very soon, I think in the next year and a half or so, you will start seeing the impact of the diversified product portfolio on the books.
All right, sir. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Agarwal from Moneyore. Please go ahead.
Sir, my question is, does we require DI pipes in hydroelectricity projects?
Yeah. So you don't require DI pipes. You can require DI pipes in hydroelectric projects, but because the size is very big and it's beyond what the scope of DI pipes usually is, we don't end up making our way into that market per se, but for fittings and for valves, definitely that's a big market. It's a very niche market, in fact.
Okay. And so second question, the provisional figure of 500 crore, have we received, or we have not received that money?
No, sir, we have not received it yet.
Okay.
Since it's a provisional order.
Okay.
There are clarifications required from our side also and from JSW side. So okay, we are in the process of getting that completed. Okay.
And sir, do we have a scope to export DI pipes to Middle East countries, because there are a lot of requirements there? Today in the con call of Jindal Saw, they said they have in fact backed a new DI pipe order of 2,75,000 tons also.
So that is not from Middle East per se.
Okay.
Also, approximately 45% of our exports of DI pipes goes to the Middle East, so we are already very strongly present there.
Oh, yeah. So we are supplying to the contractors.
Yes, please. We are the largest exporters of pipes into the Middle East. Jindal has a plant inside Middle East already.
So the order is a local order or it's a Middle East order? Any idea? No.
From what I gather, it's a local order, please.
Okay. So the order traction has happened. See, I understand the money is tight because the contractors are not getting paid in time. Once they start, the orders will pick up. But at least the order site tender and all, that has started?
Sir, tendering is an active process. It's ongoing, but participation from the contractors are low because of their own limitations.
Oh,
understand.
So once that is sorted out, once they start money receiving, they can bid for new orders, then the cycle may start.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Thank you, sir. And sir, second on the coke and all prices, that is stable?
Yeah, coke prices are stable.
That's stable. Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ninad Sabnis from Sabnis Financials. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. I have a small question to start off with. Is there any update as to have we started receiving orders on the river interlinking project?
No, sir. We have not received any orders yet because the final detailed project reports have just been finalized for the MP-UP river link project, which is the Ken-Bethwa project. It will be another few months before we see the orders come into our books.
Okay, just looking at the big picture here, because this presents a lucrative opportunity, what could be the volume, can you quantify the opportunity and what could be the ramp up, say, going forward next year?
Well, I can have somebody work out the exact potential for all the projects together. But I would say that it will contribute to around 20% of the total demand over the next 7 to 8 years.
Okay, great. That still gives a fair of ballpark.
Yes, please.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, namaskar sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Firstly, on the TIS acquisition, sir, we mentioned sales of 40 million euro and a debt of 19 million euro on the book.
Yes, please.
Okay, so these are very significant debt numbers, sir. What was the purpose of these closing debt? Have they done any capacity expansion or what is the nature of the debt?
Sir, a big part of this debt is working capital. In fact, I would say around 80-85% of this debt is just working capital. And the rest of the 15% debt is for the capital expansion that they had done in their plant in Turkey, which is underutilized at the moment. That's where we saw the opportunity for this project. And also, the reason for the increased debt level is because one of it is the nature of the business itself requires you to carry some spares, because a valve is like a car wherein you have to keep some spare parts. It's not like a pipe that it has only one component. So you have to get into a bit of operation and maintenance along with its sale. So you have to keep a stock of some spare parts. The other part, another reason is that they had built up stock in expectation of certain orders, and also due to the increased supply chain from China and India.
Okay, and they have their plants, two plants, one is located in Turkey and the other one is?
Is in Italy, please.
Is in Italy. And the capacity is equally divided, or which plant is it larger in capacity?
It's equally divided, please.
Okay. Sir, second question is on the blast furnace yield at our southern unit, sir. Are the yields have now improved for our Sri Kalahasti unit, and what is the update for the Kharda unit? When will it will start being operational and the yields improvement?
No, in fact, because of the ongoing low demand scenario, the blast furnace is being operated with a lower yield for now. But as such, the problem which it had has been rectified, and it is now capable. In fact, a couple of months back, it was producing full volume.
This is for the southern unit, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, and what is the update on the Kharda unit?
So Kharda unit, blast furnace is working normal. Here also, again, presently we have lowered the production because of this demand issue, which is ongoing.
But the 9-day shutdown was just an annual shutdown, sir. This is not
this is
a normal course maintenance shutdown.
Okay, and that is now up and running, sir. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's running
now. It was a short 9-day shutdown, sir. It was not a major overhaul of any sorts. We do this every year. Every year we have an annual shutdown for maintenance work.
Yes, sir. Sir, on the tonnage part, you mentioned that on a total basis, we will be flat on the pipe sales closer to 7 lakhs. So for this quarter, our total number was 1.60, that is the pipe and I think the fittings and CP, everything. So what was the pipe tonnage and what should we expect in terms of the tonnage for Q2?
Sir, Q2
will be around, say, 150,000. It will be close to 150,000. A slight dip there. And we are expecting that possibly by next month, the funds from JJM will start flowing in. So it will recover after that.
So 1.60 will go down to 1.5. for next quarter.
Yeah.
1.55, something like that.
Correct, sir. Right, sir. So, okay, sir. Fine, sir. We hope for things to change. Yeah. Look better. Thank
We're
you.
Very certain of it, sir. Don't worry.
Yes, sir. sir. We by nature are optimists, but my baap is sarkar. Let's see how things shape up. We don't know, but we have been contemplating this for 9 months now and things have just deteriorated over every quarter. So,
I understand your apprehension, sir, but it's just the time of bureaucracy, that's about it. Principally, everything is in the right direction.
Right. On the Odisha part of the story, sir, where we were acquired some land and some greenfield, that is on hold now, or what is the update there?
Sir, we had not acquired land. We had identified the land and we were in the process of acquiring. Since that has been delayed, thus the entire project at the moment is running delayed. And because of the acquisition of, or rather because of the opportunity of this valve company, we have decided to reorganize our capital expenditure a little bit. So once there is some opportunity, once there's some progress on the land, then we will take up to see what kind of capex we want to do and what size we want to operate.
Right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Participants, please press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Muskan from BNK Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So, how much order book do we have in first quarter versus last quarter in terms of metric ton? And also, how much DI volumes we have done in first quarter out of 1.63 lakh metric ton?
So, out of the 1.60 lakh metric ton, I would say around 1.55 lakh metric ton is DI pipes.
Okay. And how much of order book do we have in this quarter versus last quarter in terms of metric ton?
We have order book of around 4.7 lakh tons this quarter end.
Okay.
And if you compare it with previous quarter end, it was slightly higher. It was around 6.7 lakh tons.
Okay, sir. So, and since we have received, like my earlier question, that we have received 500 crores compensation, we already have like 1200 crores in work in progress. So my question was, would you be accepting this or would you be renegotiating it? Because if we accept it, we would have to write off the balance, right?
Well, ma'am, as explained earlier, this was not a compensation for the entire mine. This is compensation for a particular asset within the mine. In fact, mm-hmm. the valuation given is the exact valuation that is on our books of accounts for this particular asset. So, in that case, okay. we are running in line. Saying that, of course, there will be some sort of negotiation and there will be some haircut of sorts, you can say. But it will not be this substantial.
Okay. So, my last question. Like you mentioned that we'll be doing similar numbers as of FY25, and this quarter we have done like almost 9-10% of EBITDA margin, which means we have to do 15% in next three quarters in order to match the last year numbers. And you mentioned that next quarter would also be a little subdued. So then how are we planning to achieve the levels as of last year?
Ma'am, we are hopeful of the quarter of the second half giving us better returns than that.
Okay, sir. Thanks again.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Bhandari from Nakota Engineers. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Very good afternoon.
ये अभी जो आपने बताया सर कि order book अपने पास में 4.7 lakh tons का है. This is for how many months? And FY26 second half जैसे आपने बताया कि वो भी थोड़ा slow रहेगा. After that, it will be better. So, 26, 27, 28, jo hai, sir, FY, wo apna kaisa rahega? Correspondingly, Europe ka demand us samay kaisa rahega? Expected.
Sir, I'll start by answering in sequence. Jo hamara existing order book hai, wo kareeban 6 mahine se 8 mahine ka hai, sir.
Ji, sir.
Execution ka.
Ji,
sir. Koi few orders थोड़े लंबे भी चल सकते हैं, कोई पहले भी खत्म हो सकते हैं.
Yeah.
In regard to the demand scenario for the next three financial years, I am very certain that it's going to remain very robust because there's still a lot of work left to do. 55% taps जो लगे हुए हैं, वो functioning है. तो बाकी जो taps को functioning करना है और जो taps नए लगाने हैं और फिर उनको functioning करना है. उसके लिए अच्छा खासा केपेक्स लगेगा और अच्छा खासा डिमांड जनरेट होगा. तो अगले तीन साल आई एम वेरी सर्टेन कि डिमांड सिनेरियो काफी रोबस्ट रहेगा. रही बात यूरोप की, तो यूरोपियन यूनियन भी अभी काफी सारे प्रोजेक्ट्स टेक अप कर रहा है अपने वाटर इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर को रिवाइटलाइज करने के लिए, क्योंकि उनकी इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर पुरानी है और ग्लोबल वार्मिंग के कारण जो depreciation of water availability in certain pockets hui hai, usko unko make up karna hai. So there is a lot of work that is happening in Europe at the moment for that.
Ji. Achha sir, dusra, jaise abhi apne ko 500 crores ka mila hai, partly compensation. To wo jo 500 tha, apna estimate kitna tha sir? 550, 600, 650, 700? Approximately.
To kareeban 600-650 tha sir.
अच्छा, तो मतलब 1200 में से अपने को मोटा मोटी 900,000 crore तो मिलने का उम्मीद रख सकते हैं.
सर मुश्किल है एग्जैक्ट नंबर बताना, पर
आई नो सर मैं इसीलिए आपसे पूछा. 650 का अगर 500 किया उन्होंने. और सर ये जो वाल्व का रेवेन्यू है, ये अपना यूरोप में और इंडिया में क्या एक्सपेक्ट करेंगे फॉर नेक्स्ट 3 years? और गैस्केट का अपना टर्नओवर कितना है सर?
सर गास्केट का फैक्ट्री हमारा बस कुछ एक दो महीनों पहले ही कमीशन हुआ है.
हाँ सर.
तो वो तो अभी फुल्ली ऑपरेशनल होने में उसको अभी एक दो महीने और लगेंगे. तो कुछ पर से इस पे रेवेन्यू जनरेशन सब्सटेंशियल कुछ हुई नहीं है. इट विल टेक सम टाइम.
फुल कैपेसिटी अगर होगा तो डिमांड तो इसकी अच्छी रहती है सर.
सर डिमांड तो अच्छी रहती है, जितने भी पाइप्स लगते हैं सब में गास्केट यूज होता है. इनफैक्ट इवन इन अदर एस्पेक्ट्स होता है. प्लस वी आर लुकिंग एट अदर प्रोडक्ट्स दैट वी कैन मेक विद द सेम मशीनरी.
ओके.
सो वी आर ऑन द ड्राइंग बोर्ड सर टू सी व्हाट हाउ टू मैक्सिमाइज दिस.
जी.
इन टर्म्स ऑफ वाल्व्स एज आई मेंशन सर 40 मिलियन का ऑलरेडी इनका टर्नओवर है.
हाँ सर.
और 15% का हम ग्रोथ एक्सपेक्ट कर रहे हैं इसमें ईयर ऑन ईयर.
जी. तो इंडिया में अभी देते हैं सर वो, या इंडिया में अब आप चालू करेंगे?
Sir, वो already supply कर रहे हैं कुछ particular markets में India में, but they're supplying from Italy. So as I mentioned, this is a product which is not manufactured in India at all. A lot of what they manufacture, some of it is a lot of what they manufacture and they specialize in, it's not made in India. So our whole idea behind this acquisition is to gain the know-how and the production strength from them and then replicate that at a cost-effective level at India and not only manufacture in India for India but also export from here.
Export from here. Yeah, yeah, of course. That will be a big gain, sir.
Absolutely.
Ji, ji, ji. Chaliye, all the best, sir. Haan, bataiye, sir. Haan, sir.
Main bola tha, we have retained the entire team and the gentleman who was the promoter of TIS, he has come on board to head the entire valve unit for us. So it's going to be a it's going to be a very interesting exercise and a very promising one.
जी 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 वाल्स का तो इंटरेस्ट इंडिया में भी इस तरह के वाल्स का तो बहुत डिमांड है.
सब इंपोर्ट होते हैं.
जी 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 हाँ हाँ वही सर वही अगर यहाँ बनना शुरू हो जाएगा तो इनफैक्ट आपका गैसकेट तो फिर उसमें भी लगेगा.
हाँ जी
जी जी राइट सर. थैंक यू सर. थैंक यू वेरी मच.
थैंक यू.
थैंक यू. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you all for dedicating your valuable time and engaging with us during the con call. I want to reaffirm that the company is not only expanding but also preserving the robustness of its balance sheet. Moreover, it is strategically poised to capitalize on the increased domestic and global investments in water infra. If you have any questions, please reach out to ENY, our investor relations consultants. Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Electro Steel Castings Limited, that concludes this conference. We thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.